Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast, everyone. My name is Erica, and I am the creator of both the podcast and the blog, Bring Your Own Kombucha. This week's episode features Stephanie Burke, and she is a California bred and raised badass. She is such a positive person. You just can't help smiling when you hear her talk or see her Instagram post or just being around her in general. So she is a holistic health coach. She has her 200-hour yoga teacher training, and she also travels the world. So she manages to keep her business afloat while traveling the world. So for example, when we chatted last, I think she was living in Copenhagen, and she was about to take our trip to Bali. And since then, she's actually moved to Japan. So you're definitely going to want to listen to this episode and try and pull as many tips from her as you can, because she's had quite the health journey. And then, you know, thereafter, she's figured out how to basically pursue everyone's dream of just kind of traveling all the time. This week's episode is sponsored by Glass Letter, which is an amazing company that sells products that are meant to enhance the professionalism and style of the modern day boss babe. And if you head over to my podcast notes, and I'll share there the link to their shop. But if you haven't seen them yet, definitely follow them over at Glass Letter Co. on Instagram. They have this gorgeous vegan leather iPad clutch that I've literally been eyeing for like 3 months now, so I think it's about time that I go ahead and buy it. They also have business card holders. They have other laptop clutches for other sizes. They have a huge variety of just chic professional items that every boss babe needs. So like I said, head over to www.glassletterco.com. And as always, thank you so much for supporting my podcast sponsors, because they support me and it helps tremendously. So without further ado, let's jump into Stephanie Burke's podcast interview. Hi, Steph, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hey, Erica. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to chat with you. Our interview has been like a long time coming.
Oh my gosh, I know. I've just been lagging on, like, just with like moving everywhere and stuff. And finally, it's like, okay, no, it's happening. I've been like waiting. I'm so excited.
You definitely have a good reason, since you have been like traveling all over, which you're totally going to get into. But before I jump in, would you mind just giving everybody a brief background about yourself?
Yeah, I feel like, let's see, where do I, a brief background. So, well, my name's Steph, and I just like to say, when people ask me this question, I'm like, oh, there's so much I could say, but I just love saying that, I don't know, I'm just like a life lover, just passionate about life and traveling the world, seeing cultures, meeting people, and just really, I don't know, living my best life and inspiring others to do the same in a little nutshell version.
I love that. So, and you're also from California, right?
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Cali born and bred.
What part of California are you from?
So I grew up in a city called Irvine. It's like, for people who don't know, it's in Orange County.
Yes, I know exactly where that is. We just took our baby moon to California.
And we gosh.
It was amazing. Me and my husband are like on Zillow the past 2 days, like trying to find houses out there and jobs. We loved it. Like we were seriously considering moving there within like the next 2 years. So.
Oh my gosh, please do, because I'll definitely be back at some point. Like Cali will always be home to me. And actually I was seeing your post. I was like, oh my God, you're in San Diego. Like, I think I saw you like, was it like at the Matcha place in SD?
Yes. And we also, we took a drive up to Brea, California. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, to see like
the
Carbon Canyon Park, and we went to Laguna, and we went to LA. So we definitely passed by Irvine.
Yes, definitely. Oh my God, that's so cool.
Definitely. Okay, so yeah, let's jump into your wellness journey, because you have quite a story to tell. So why don't you start at the beginning for us?
Oof, the beginning. I'm like, where do we rewind back to? Okay, so I guess if we like, honestly, almost 10 years ago now, it's crazy, like my high school reunion 10 years next year. But anyways, so I feel like I grew up as this like super like just cookie cutter kid. Like I was like, you know, following this quote unquote American dream, you know, do really well in school, get good grades, do all these things that you're supposed to do. Like I had like all these varsity letters, like all these extracurricular activities. Like I grew up very athletic and stuff. And just, yeah, so I wanted to go to UCLA and UC Berkeley, and I didn't get in. I got rejected from my top two schools, and I was just so confused because I was like, wait, I did everything I was supposed to do, but I didn't get in. So that was kind of like what I like to call my first pivotal moment in life, where it really made me question things and just kind of like, you know, the things that society is teaching us and everything I've been taught. But to be honest, I didn't really question things, but I think on a really subconscious level, I started questioning myself and doubting myself and kind of telling myself that it doesn't matter how hard I try, because like, I became scared of trying, honestly, because I feared failure and rejection. Not that I was walking around being like, I fear failure and I fear rejection, but on a very deep subconscious level where I didn't even know I felt this way. It's like one of those things you don't know, you know?
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, I kind of like went on like this for about like 8 years without realizing it. But anyway, so I, you know, then I ended up going to college and everything. And
where did you end up going to college?
Oh my gosh. So I went to UC Irvine, which is still a really good school, but I just felt like a reject going there because I was from Irvine. I really didn't want to go. And I even told my parents, I was like, you're wasting your money. Like, what's it called? Like putting, like having me apply to this school because I don't want to go.
Right.
Because I just was like, you know, and stuff. And I think maybe that has a little bit to do with how I have this like wanderlust soul now, because I was like, grew up in Irvine, went to school in Irvine, didn't want to be there, played like too cool for school type of kid, you know? And yeah, so anyway, I went there, and then like, so another part to the story, I guess there's like a several integrations to my story, but the other part is that like, I basically, well, I always grew up, you know, very athletic and whatnot, played like, I grew up playing soccer. That was like my main thing, and just running too when I was in high school and stuff. And anyway, so I was one of those kids who thought, or like, you know, college kids who thought before, maybe holistic health was, holistic health was always around, but I was just not aware of this like mind, body, spirit phenomenon. Like I just thought, I was one of this like naive, like ignorant kids who thought that like, if you were physically fit, that meant you were healthy.
I think that's average. I truly think that's what everybody thinks until they kind of come into their own, you know?
Yeah, totally. You're probably definitely right on that. And you probably for sure are, but I think, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's because I'm in this world now, so I think otherwise, and it's like who I'm surrounding myself with, you know? But I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but like, I feel like there's this greater awareness of mental health at a younger age, maybe? I don't know, but
100%. And, there definitely is.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, I was like that, you know? And so anyway, it wasn't, so yeah. Okay. Wait, where was I? So then I went, what sparked my wanderlust journey is basically I went to Barcelona to study abroad for 8 months, like my third year in college. And that was when I just like blew my mind. I was like, fell in love with the city, the culture, the people, the lifestyle, the food, the history, like everything you can imagine. I became obsessed with about Barcelona, and just like traveling within Europe. It's so cheap to travel within there once you're there. And like, just, I became fascinated. And I told myself, okay, I have one more year of school left at Irvine, which I didn't want to be at. And I was like, once I graduate, I'm going to just like find a way to live and work abroad. And so I ended up going to Shanghai to teach English. I didn't know what synchronicity meant at the time, but like, that's definitely why I ended up picking Shanghai, was because I kept hearing like Shanghai this, Shanghai that. And I'm like, well, I'm curious. And my background is actually half Taiwanese, so I did grow up speaking Chinese. So I was like, whatever, I can improve my Chinese over there, you know? And so basically, yeah, I was there for about 2 years, but this is how this was like the next moment that really jump-started my wellness journey. It was actually in 2016. I was like, I had just turned 25. And basically, I just hit this massive quarter-century life crisis. And I know some people, like, I guess, like, a lot of, like, adults, and, like, what's an adult, I guess, technically, like, I don't even know. Like, some people, like, consider me an adult. And I was like, I don't know about that. But anyway, I feel like when I say this to, like, people who are older, sometimes they just, like, they're, like, they kind of almost laugh at me. And I was like, no, it's a real thing. Like, I'm, like, mark my words, I'm going to write a book on this one day about, like, how it's okay to be lost as fuck in your 20s. So that's where I was. I just spent, from the time I was, like, 18 until, like, 25, I just had masked it by constantly, you know, just being around all kinds of people. I was like, I mean, I am an extrovert, but I was just like always like, you know, planning like dinner parties or events or things or going to other people, like just always surrounding myself with other people so I didn't have to be with my own thoughts, because that's scary, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's when you have to, yeah, and that's when you really can are able to listen to your soul's calling and all these things. But I was really scared to do that, you know? So, but I wasn't aware of that. But anyway, so then I had this massive quarter century life crisis. And this is where, like, I've never felt like this before, but I started becoming so stressed and about my future because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And it kind of hit me because I subconsciously told to myself, I was like, you know, it's okay. I don't know what I want to do with my life. I'm just going to teach English for a few years in Asia. But when I leave, I'm going to have everything figured out. And so I was 6 months from leaving and I still had zero clue, like literally no idea what I wanted to do. I could give you like a list of 10,000 things I didn't want to do. Like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be a doctor. I don't want to be a blah, blah, blah. I don't want to blah, blah, blah. You know, all these things, but I could not tell you what I wanted to do. And of course, if I didn't know what I wanted to do, then the universe is not going to give me that, you know, like the universe responds in what you want, not what you don't want. And so of course, then I just became really stressed and all these like stresses and just turn into like anxiety and just constantly thinking about the future. And I thought I was just really quote unquote planning, but I really wasn't. It like consumed me to a point where I started getting a lot of physical symptoms because of it, including like at the time I didn't know what leaky gut was, but I definitely had that. And, you know, a lot of digestion issues. And I like normally go regularly all the time, but I was like constipated. After I would eat even like something quote unquote healthy, I just felt like there was this giant brick in my stomach. And I was like, what is wrong with me? It's not digesting. I don't know how to explain this. Like, it literally just feels someone shoved this rock in me and it's sitting there. And I normally sleep like a rock, speaking of rocks, like every night and everything. And I do again now. But during this like time, I was waking up every evening, like once or twice to just go to the bathroom to pee. And it was like, it was just all these weird little things. And I mean, like breakouts on my skin more so too, like these like cystic acnes that would come up on like the left side of my cheek. And even like on my fingers, I always wear these rings. I had little rashes that would come up and I was like, what is wrong with me? Like there's something really like, I just didn't feel like myself and I didn't know what was wrong, you know? And so anyway, then this is kind of like, this went on for like 6 months especially. And then my partner and I, so his name's Ben, and we had left Shanghai and we're like, we're going to travel for 6 months, you know, and we just traveled throughout like a lot of like third world countries in Asia. I mean, we started in Taiwan and then we went to like Bali and then Myanmar, India, Nepal, and then we ended on Japan. And the reason I bring all these countries up, aside from like Japan and even like Taiwan, but these are like very, very like third world countries, you know? And right. I really attribute that to like the start of my healing journey. And I just in the sense that like, well, one, I feel that travel really does that for me. It's like, yes, it was an escape, but at the same time, it was like coming into being and just really coming into the present moment. Because like, I kind of joke about this, but I was like, if I'm not being present, like in India, I'm like, I'm either going to like step on like cow shit or get hit by a bicyclist or like a cart or something, you know? And like, so it's just like, and that's kind of my joke, but it really was so true. And I was just so engulfed with everything. And I really attribute that to how I started to heal and just being in so much of these like holy lands, you know, like there's just a different type of energy there. And I really think that it was helping me on like a soul level. And so anyway, the crazy part during all this time too is when I was in Shanghai, none of my friends knew I felt this way because they were like, oh, like, well, you looked fine. And that was that pivotal moment that made me realize like, oh my God, Steph, there's more to health than the physical. I was like, oh my gosh, Steph, you're an idiot. Like, you know, because I was like, how could I possibly look fine, but not feel fine? And I was like, my mind, my like everything, like, you know, and that's when, of course, just the universe delivers and everything. And, you know, I met this girl from London when I was in Nepal who told me about IIN, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I'm sure like a lot of people like know about this online course. And I read about it and it just hit me in the face, like, yes, this is exactly what I want to do. And so that kind of, this whole journey thing that went on through the end of 2016. And then like, I just kind of, I'll wrap it up here, I guess. But yeah, then 2017 was this whole like, just like journey of like transitioning and like self-development junkie, like spirit junkie. Like, so that's my little wellness jumpstart story in a nutshell.
So you, your wellness journey really harnesses in on the kind of mental aspect, am I correct?
And the yes, the mental, the mind, body, and spirit. I'm just really passionate about, and like, I'm just like so woo-woo now, and like, just like, you know, like all about that, and just really believe like in this holistic being. And I'm really like, I'm getting really drawn into like Eastern practices now too and whatnot. But yes, definitely, definitely like a very big mental, just everything combined. You know, there is no one thing. It's like, you know, that's the thing with like Western medicine, and I'm not downplaying it, but it's like, they're like, oh, this happened, let's just look at this one part of your body. But it's like, no, everything is interconnected.
Absolutely. And I feel like, especially people who aren't in the wellness industry, they don't even exactly know what holistic means. So totally. Even though I know you kind of like dabbled in it before, what does holistic mean?
Ooh, holistic. Yeah. So to me, at least, holistic just means really embodying everything, like a 360 degree view of your life. We're not just talking about your physical. Of course, that matters. We're not just talking about your food. Of course, I'm so passionate about like real food and whole foods, you know, and food is fuel and power and food is medicine. You know, we're not just talking about the movement that you do. And I love using the word movement as opposed to like, I'm going to exercise today, because I feel like that was really a mindset shift for me as well, you know, and just moving our bodies. That's what our bodies were created to do. So of course the food and the movement is important, but to me, holistic means like your spirituality, your career, your relationships, your friendships, you know, all your joy, your everyday being, you know, your mind, body, spirit, like how are these in alignment? And when they're in alignment, then you are just honestly feeling really good and disease free.
I love the way you coined that. And right, in order to live your best life, all aspects of your life need to be in alignment. And that doesn't mean that you can't have a bad day or get in an argument with someone or, you know, lose your job or whatever it may be. But to be in alignment really means to kind of be focused, I guess, and like, know what you want from the universe in each one of those compartments.
Totally. Yeah. I love that. That word compartment. It's like we have all these different compartments. And of course, it's not like this like, oh my gosh, we have this perfect circular like compartments in our life that makes this giant circle. Of course, there's going to be different compartments that, you know, ebb and flow and need more attention at other times. But as long as it's like overall, you know, feelings of alignment, and I guess like the word instead of balance, because I feel like sometimes balance makes us feel like everything needs to be perfect, but maybe it's just more about that it's harmonious, you know.
Ooh, and sometimes like we that.
yeah something like that, I guess.
So you said that you got your degree from INN. Which degree did you get from there?
So they actually call it an IIN, like holistic health coach, or IIN health coach. It's actually the formal title. So it's like an online 1-year program.
And is that currently what you're practicing overseas? As your full-time job?
Yeah. So I did that. And I also, before that, I did like my yoga teacher training, and I'm not teaching yoga, but I feel like that is such a, and I use the word is, not even was, like it is such a contributing factor to everything that I'm doing like now, even in the sense of like, you know, like I just feel like there's so many parts to yoga besides the physical practice, you know, but anyways, yeah, that is what I'm doing right now. Just building my own online business, just because I'm like, all right, I move around too much to be like like, yeah, just focus on like a market, I guess, like in person all the time. Cause I'm like, oh, I'm barely living in a place more than 3 months at a time right now.
So tell us about that. Where have you been traveling? Sorry, I'm like coughing over here.
No worries.
You started in Asia and then you traveled a little bit through those countries over there.
Yes.
And you'll be in Bali, or are you in Bali right now?
So right now I'm in Beijing. It's kind of funny. It's coming back in full circle almost. So like I was like in Asia from 2014 to end of 2016. And then I came back to California. I just had this massive transition period. And I was in California for 6 months. And it was specifically to get my yoga teacher training certification. And then I was at that point. So my partner, Ben, he's from Denmark. So of course, like after we finished traveling, we pretty much went through most of our money. We're like, well, I can't go to Denmark because I can't work there. And we both don't have money. And you can't come to California and work because you can't do that. And like we both needed to be making an income and stuff. So we're like, all right, we're going to go to like our own countries for a little bit. And so he was applying to jobs and I was like, I'll do my yoga teacher training and just work, you know, at like a little 9-to-5 type place, whatever in the meanwhile. And then once you get a job, then I'll move. So he ended up getting a job. And that his job actually requires him to live 1 year in Copenhagen, 1 year Beijing, and the third year is up to him. So that's kind of why I've been moving all over. So I moved then last June. So yeah, a year ago, actually now I moved to Copenhagen. I was there for like a little over three months. I accidentally overstayed, not knowingly, when I was like applying for my visa. So I pretty much got self-deported and I had to leave the EU for 90 days. So I came back.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was pretty, I'm just like, oh, but I was like, all right, the universe is bringing me back for some reason. So I came back to Cali for 3 months because I'm not allowed in Europe. And then I went back to Denmark again for like 2 months. And then Ben moved to China. And during that time, I came back to California first for a month, just for some like different conferences that I had. Actually, one of them was an IIN one. And then after that, then I just moved to, I've been in Beijing now, like about 5 weeks, 6 weeks. And then next week I'm heading to Bali.
And how long will you be in Bali?
Probably around 3 weeks or so. I'm actually going for a business retreat with some of the gals that I work with in Babes in Business.
Very cool. So yeah. Tell us a little bit more about how you're able to work online while working through your, well, utilizing, I should say, your INN degree and travel the world. Because I feel like, at least in my mind, I'm like, that's freaking awesome. Like, who wouldn't want to, you know, just work on your health and fitness for a living and travel the world? It sounds like an incredible opportunity. So I'm really interested to see how you were able to accomplish this and, you know, how you manage it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So I feel like, you know, I'm just super woo-woo and everything. Everything happens for a reason. And, you know, like, and the universe always delivers whatever you ask for. And so to be completely honest with you, I actually only finished IIN not even a month ago. Like, I think like, yeah, maybe 1 month ago today, we had like our graduation, quote unquote, like, and it was like a 1 year thing. And I find that a lot, not, I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of the people in IIN, they almost wait, we wait, it's not even with IIN. I think this is like a, especially maybe as women too, we really wait until like after the certification, like after we get this, okay, now we get this certification, now we get this degree, and then we can start. Once we get XYZ, then we can start. Then we have this paper that tells us we're good enough, you know? And like, I thought that myself, to be honest. I told myself, I was like, when I graduate, then I'm going to start my business, you know? So that means I wouldn't have started until now, then, if that was the case. But actually, like, I remember, so like a year, just about a year ago, you know, I put out to the universe, like, I'm never working a 9-to-5 type job again. I'm not going to, like, you know, work for someone else. And like, I just couldn't be bothered with doing that anymore, you know? And so I put that out there. And then a few weeks later, actually, one of my mentors from Babes in Business, she actually found me, like, you know, online and Instagram and stuff. And we started chatting and she was sharing me more about it. And I was like, oh my God, yes, this sounds so amazing. Yes, like everything I've been like looking for and like asking for, I'm like, whoa, okay. Like if this isn't a sign from the universe, then I don't know what is. Because to be honest, I was moving to Denmark. And the plan was, I was like, I mean, I wasn't planning to get self-deported. So if that hadn't happened, I would have been there like 6 months not working. And I thought my plan was to only do IIN. And to be honest, I actually thought I was going to start a smoothie shop out of my kitchen while I was over there. Cause I was like, well, I can't get paid legally there. I could do like a cash business, but anyway, so like that didn't happen because then like this came along and it just felt so aligned with everything. And I was like, all right, I'm at this point, I have nothing to lose. I can't legally work in Denmark. I got to like do something while I'm there too, you know? So that's kind of how this all began. And it really is a mentoring business and just teaching you how to, like, I just say it's like personal development straight up. That's what it is. And like for people who wonder, like, how do you do it? Because I was one of those people. I was like, how do people make money online? How do they do this? Like, I was like, all I wanted to do was just travel, be able to like help people make money online. Like, can I get paid for that? How do you do this? You know, that was like all I wanted for the longest time. And I realized like the biggest thing is like one, just listening to those little intuition gut callings and just getting out of like your head and into your heart. Because I think so oftentimes like we say no to things because we're scared and because logically it sounds like, no, like I can't do this or whatnot. Right. And here I was like, I'm only a month into IIN, but like, they were like, oh, it's okay. You don't need to have like any like certifications or whatever, you know, if you're willing to like be teachable and learn. I'm like, sold, you know?
Absolutely.
And like, I feel like I've kind of like diverging and like, wait, where was I going with all of this? I guess my point was like, and I'm listening to like all these other like, you know, people talk about how like, if you want to do something, just do it. The best, of course, I'm not saying don't get a degree. Like, by all means, I love IIN and like the things I learned there is like so amazing. But we don't have to wait for a piece of paper to say like, you're good enough and now you can start, you know? It's like you, the best way to learn straight up and do and make something happen is just to take like one step at a time. Like I always say this, is like, how do you eat an elephant? Is like you take one bite at a time. And it's like, I had no idea, like it's like what I was going to do back then. I was just like, all right, I'm saying yes to this. And I just, you know, kept saying yes. And I just kept showing up every day. And I really just started like just expanding my network and talking to people. And that's how I met you. Or I think like we just started connecting and you asked me if I was like a blogger. And I was like, well, I don't know if I'd call myself a blogger, but I kind of forgot where I was going with all this. I don't know if I answered your question.
No, you definitely did.
Okay, cool.
But I want to hear what your plans are for the future. Like, where do you plan on traveling? Where do you plan on taking your business?
I have something stuck in my throat too.
Oh my gosh. The worst. And also, I just want to clarify one thing for the listeners, which is probably obvious at this point, but all of your coaching is done electronically, like over the computer, correct?
Yeah. So I have both. It's like, yeah, like virtually. And then, yeah, like through a phone. Yeah. Virtually, you know, through a phone call, a Zoom call type thing. Yes, yes, yes. FaceTime. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
So where are you going next?
So I'm going to Bali for this business retreat. And then of course I'm there. I was like, well, I'll stay a little bit longer. And then, so I told Ben, like my partner, you know, like I was like, I'll follow you around the world right now. But like, I was like, my only condition is like, I don't want to be in Beijing in the summer because it's like, I'm just such a, like a little, like, I don't know, island child, like just need to be by the ocean. But like, I was like, summertime, especially, I just need to be by the sea. And like Beijing is just such like a mega city, like inland mega city, you know? And so I was like, all right, summertime, I just gotta leave. But then come the fall, like I was like, when it cools down, because it gets really hot here, like I was like, then I'm back in action. So he understands that and where I'm coming from and stuff. So we're actually gonna go to Copenhagen, where he's from, for a little bit this summer after Bali. And then after that, so he has to come back in August sometime because for his work. And I'm like, I don't really know if I'll like come back just then. I'm like, I might just head back to secretly. I'm like, I think I want to just head to Bali and do maybe like, I don't know, a few weeks of just soul work there and then come back to Beijing. So we'll be here through the fall and everything. And honestly, next year, I don't really know because it really depends on his work. Like he's actually applying to see if he can get some like work in like California. And stuff right now for like, and maybe we'll be there 6 months next year if he gets that. But if not, we'll probably just be in Denmark. But I really don't know.
I love that. I love that part of your plan is that you just don't have a plan.
Yeah, I have like a saying, I'm like, sometimes like, well, it goes, well, I guess with like business, I don't know, but like no plan is the best plan. But I guess I can relate to business in the sense like, yes, have a plan, but also being able to like, let go and surrender to like whatever comes.
Absolutely. So my question for you is, how do you stay healthy while you're traveling? And the reason I ask this is because I feel like when there's a couple reasons. I feel like if I was always traveling, I would constantly want to indulge because I would feel like I'm on vacation all the time. And also when you travel, I don't know if this is the same for you because your body's probably used to traveling by now, but usually you might have digestion issues or sleep issues or you're just not in that routine, which is the beauty of it because you're traveling and no day is the same, but at the same time your body doesn't have that routine to kind of regulate itself. So what are some of your tips and tricks for staying healthy while you travel?
Yeah, totally. I love what you're saying about just not feeling in routine because I feel like my life is like just all over the place. But how I really bring a routine into my life is actually just starting with the mornings from the get-go. And I remember reading your morning rituals. I loved that so much. And it's like, that's exactly what it is that I do too. It's just creating this morning ritual. So every morning I wake up and it's just grounding myself through like, you know, meditation, maybe some journaling, you know, like a gratitude list and visualization and just really some like solo me quiet time. Like it's just dedicated to me. So I feel like grounded and situated because if I don't do that, I'm just like, whoa, like squirrel brain, like, so that's how I do it in the mornings. And then in terms of like my day to day, well, I guess the biggest difference is like now, like, yes, I'm traveling, but I almost feel like I'm like before it was like when I was traveling, it'd be like, I'm traveling to see a place. And now I'm almost like, feel like I'm just like living in a place. So oftentimes my day to day, like, is just honestly quite like a normal, like, it's like an everyday thing that I would be doing back home in California, but just happen to be doing it abroad, you know? So I guess like I love cooking. I really do. Like, I'm really glad that like Ben loves cooking too. So we actually cook a lot together. And of course we eat out too on the weekends or like, you know, and stuff. And we love our brunches. But on a normal weekday, I'd say like, yeah, probably like 4 nights of the week, I'm like eating at home, 5 nights even, probably more like 5. So that's kind of my way, is just really doing that. But of course I get that, like, for example, like when I was like at conferences in like Miami or like when I was in Phoenix this last time around with like Babes in Business, and like I didn't have like, if I don't have a kitchen sometimes, of course that's when it gets like hard. That's why I actually love Airbnb. If I am traveling, I love Airbnb and being able to have that feeling of home away from home and creating this home for a week, you know, versus like, not having a kitchen in that sense, then I really have to just try and find healthy options. That's what it really comes down to. But of course I love indulging too, and I want to try the local food. So it's really just finding a good balance of both. Cause it's like, when I feel good, then I'm able to try those foods, you know, and like I've experimented around in the past. Like when I was traveling in Asia, I've gotten so sick from, like, I think I was drinking actually like shakes off the street with like ice, and I just got such a terrible stomach ache for a week, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna die. So I don't really do that anymore. I'm just like, all right, Steph, like, just be aware of what you're trying.
That definitely makes a lot of sense. I know when we went to California, we did not stay in an Airbnb, so we were in a hotel, and every single meal was, you know, purchased. And we're also the same way. Like, my husband doesn't like to cook, but I cook, and I cook almost every single night of the week. Like, if we go out to dinner 2 or 3 times a month, that's like really max, just because kind of like what you're saying, like, I like to know what I'm putting into my body. And I mean, just me personally, I like my food to be non-GMO and organic and just the healthiest it can be. And I know if I go to a restaurant, it's okay. Like, I know I might not get those options, and, you know, it's fine. But I definitely opt to eat at home and make my own food. So when I travel, that is so difficult for us to get used to. And that's a really good tip to kind of try and aim for those Airbnbs. So you can travel, but you can also, make at least some of your meals yourself when you're on vacation.
Yeah, definitely.
So since you are such a positive person and I feel like you really have the mental, emotional, spiritual aspect of the holistic triangle down pat. What are some of your go-to podcasts or books or people that inspire you and really kind of keep you on that positive vibration path?
Ooh, I love this question. Yes. Well, I love your podcast.
Thank you.
Yes. And then when I was coming out of my stressful time period, the first one that I feel like I got on a podcast game kind of late. When I was in China in 2016, I was not listening to podcasts. It wasn't until I came home, the very end of 2016, I started listening to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy. And I loved her so much. I still do to this day because it's just all about women empowerment, personal development, health, fitness, all of these things, So I love her. I also love Sean from the Model Health Show. I think he's great. And then I love, of course, Melissa Ambrosini. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right. she's great. What else? Sahara Rose with her Higher Self podcast. I love Angie Lee. She's specifically for if you want to build an online business, she's fabulous. My mentor from Babes Business, Shawnee, she actually has a podcast now called Babes Talking Business. And with there's definitely more that I'm blanking on right now, but for now that's a good list. And then with books, oh my gosh, so many books. It's insane. I'd say So for when I was coming out of this stressful time too, actually, I read this book, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. So that was now 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago that I read this book. And at the time, it just resonated with me so much because it's about just, following your true passion and your soul. And that's what my soul just was craving, but it didn't know how to do so. And that was when I was really stressed, like I said. And I remember it just maybe it's just one of those things I needed to hear in that moment. And so for me, it was just so powerful. But I remember in the book, it said to stop worrying, because worrying does absolutely nothing. It only takes away from the present moment, because it's not going to change your future. It definitely is not going to change your past. So you're only ruining this present moment. And it hit me. I was like, oh my God, Steph, you've just been living in this constant state of worry. This is why you feel this way. So that was a really powerful book for me then. I love The Alchemist. There's just so many that I'm what's it called? 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. You Are a Badass. The Universe Has Your Back by Gabby Bernstein. Just so many. Yeah, I could go on.
I love all those recommendations. I will definitely link to those in the show notes. I have never heard of The Monk Who Sold His, Ferrari? Is that
Ferrari.
One?
Yes.
So yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it's very similar. So when people say I feel like everyone loves The Alchemist. And when people say they love The Alchemist, I'm like, if you want another soulful book, then read The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Because I don't read fiction too often, but those are the two fiction books that I just fell in love with. And they're kind of similar in a different way, but just about, following your soul.
It's so funny because I actually have this thing where I believe that if the universe puts it in front of me 3 times, then I know that I should be directing my focus to it. So I've keep seeing The Alchemist and I haven't picked it up yet. And I had picked it up years ago and I just couldn't wrap my head around it, or I just couldn't get into it. And now I feel like it's reappearing in my life for a reason. I need to pick it up.
Totally. Yes,
so I'm definitely going to check out those recommendations.
Oh, you're going to love it so much. Okay. You definitely have to let me know what you think after.
Yes, I will. So I have one more question for you, and I ask everybody who comes on the podcast. Oh, actually, I have 2 more questions. So my first question is, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Oh my gosh, my favorite flavor of kombucha. Ooh, okay. I don't know what the brand is, but in the U.S., it's that green one, and it's
it's like the wider bottle and it's like shorter, but it's like, it's this like green one. I don't know, but it's a green color label on the outside. But now when I'm here, I finally found, oh my gosh, I found kombucha here, and I've been getting it. It's just, they just call it, they have fruit and then they have like matcha. So I just like alternate between the two.
So cool. What about, what's in store for the, you know, the rest of this year? What are you up to?
Ooh, okay, let's see. Well, okay, I was sharing with you, I want to pick your brains more about this, like, on another time, but I've been wanting to start a podcast for literally the longest time, and it's one of those things I just haven't done, and I'm, like, I told myself, like, I'm going to do it when I go to Bali. Like, it's, that's, I've already decided it's happening. I just want to be, like, immersed in nature and just let, like, my creative juices flow. So I'm really excited about that, just to really, like, this is what I say. Like, I'm just really passionate about, you know, helping and inspiring women. This is, like, what I love to say. I just love to help women bust through their fears, like, unfuck their self-limiting beliefs and just believe in themselves and wake up every day feeling full of energy, purpose, and passion. So that's what I'm really excited about, is to start that, actually.
I love that. And I love that all that you stand for, Steph. It's truly inspiring.
Thanks.
Where can everybody find you on social media?
Yeah, on social media. So my Instagram is Sunshine for the Soul with an underscore at the end, because the one without it was taken. Yeah. And then I also have like a Facebook group, the same thing, Sunshine for the Soul, but I put OC because it was taken. And then my website is just www.sunshineforthesoul.net.
Love it. Thank you for coming on this podcast, Steph.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me, Chica. I'm so excited.